The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After Jesus was baptized, the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. So, how is Lent going for you so far? Are you a different person yet? A better Christian? We have had 4 full days of Lent. Not very long, but are you a saint yet? Perhaps not a capital S saint, but I would say definitely a small s saint. If you were to take a moment to think about that, you may decide to disagree with me that you are a saint, but I am going to tell you that you are, based on primarily, but not only, St. Paul and how he called the living faithful in whatever community he was addressing and writing to, saints, a small s saint. Through our baptism, through our faith, through our decision to be here this day, we have been set apart by God. We have chosen, in some ways, to set ourselves apart, calling ourselves Christian and worshiping God in a manner that is Christian. We are holy, meaning we have been set apart. We are distinct. We are believing Christians. We are saints. That doesn't mean we stop there. We can't say, oh, well, in that case, I'm done. No. Every day, every week, every year, we are called to pursue holiness, choose it again, renew our dedication to God, and continue on the journey. And that is what Lent is focused on. And so what is Lent? Let's begin with what Lent is not. Lent should not be a headache or a chore. Lent is not an excuse for me as priest to wear purple and to decorate the church with wilderness flavor decorations. That sometimes happens. It is more than this. Lent is not Catholic-style New Year's resolutions. Good thing, because we all know how successful most New Year's resolutions tend out to be. It is not a Catholic endurance contest, as in a test of how long you can survive without coffee or chocolate. It is more than this. Lent is an invitation. Lent is a calling. It is a new spring. It offers us a new beginning. What is the season of spring if it is not the emergence of new life, new buds, new leaves, and other things like this? Lent is an invitation or a call by God to search for a new experience or a fresh experience of God. A call to recover from damage caused by sin. Perhaps recover from damage we caused, or recover from damage someone else caused towards us. It is a time for renewal, to renew our faith and the quality of our relationship with God. It is a time to listen for the voice of the Lord, especially in prayer, including a concerted desire to pray as the beginning of prayer. It is a time to offer ourselves and our goods towards the good work and will of God. It is to uncover the truth of God in our lives. It is to reach out in generosity through almsgiving and charity. It is to gather together as best as possible as a community in prayer and worship, supporting each other in our various and individual Lenten disciplines, along with the disciplines we share. It is a time to claim your faith as your own. It is a time to witness and teach outside of the home with neighbors or co-workers or other people you may know or meet. But particularly, it is a time to form ourselves and our families. It is a perfect opportunity to continue the religious formation and teaching of children. And Lent is a time to repent, a time of conversion, of turning back to God, of acknowledging our weakness and our failings, and recognizing our need for God and His mercy. The first message from Jesus after coming out of the wilderness and into His public ministry was a message to repent and to believe in the good news, to believe in the gospel. You will recognize this message from Ash Wednesday. When we receive ashes, there are two acclamations that we have been given to choose from. One is, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. And the other option is, repent and believe in the gospel. It is Christ's proclamation. It is Christ's commandment and desire for those who hear him. Repent and believe. God is our life. God gives us life, and we rely on God completely when it comes to our life, what we have been given, the ability to live this life. From our first reading, God tells us that he will never give up on us as his chosen and holy people, but also as individuals. God will never give up on you, no matter what. This may seem hard to believe because of our personal experiences throughout life that kind of color our ability or affect our ability to believe that God will never abandon us. But he promised this in his covenant with his people, and we are his people. Our response to this promise is to dedicate and offer ourselves back to God, to respond to his love and promise by making our own expression of love back towards him. In the liturgies of Ash Wednesday and today, the first Sunday of Lent, in the specific prayers from these two celebrations, two liturgies, we are encouraged to do many things. We are encouraged to do battle against sin and evil. We are encouraged to turn away from temptation and be made worthy to celebrate the Feast of the Resurrection, which is Easter. We are encouraged to grow in understanding of the faith, of church teaching, of the truth, and of what Lent is about. We are encouraged to cast out the leaven of malice, rejecting the influence of vice. We are encouraged to learn to hunger for Christ and to strive to live the gospel. This is the mission laid out for us during the season of Lent as we hear it in the prayers of the church. What does it mean to learn to hunger for Christ? It is an important question to ponder in our own prayer time. What does this mean? What do I hunger for Jesus Christ? Do I want to hunger for him? What does it mean to hunger for Jesus? To desire Jesus is to receive him and to welcome him into our life, into our heart, into our bodies through the sacrament. God desires us, and we are called to respond with our own desire for him. If we need a good summary of our Lenten project or mission, we can look to the prophet of Daniel. Turn to the Lord. Seek through prayer and supplication. Offer with fasting and ashes a sacrifice as a gift to God. And to supplicate means to ask for God's assistance, for him to be part of our lives, to reach out to others in generosity and compassion, and to give yourselves and what is yours, to offer yourselves in service to others. Let us allow now this evening, through this Eucharist, for Jesus to satisfy our hunger as we know it today, as he nourishes our soul through his word and nourishes our soul through our communion with him this evening. When you choose or commit to your Lenten discipline this season, in your works of penance and works of charity, I encourage you to choose something that you can offer as a gift and something that will be spiritually fruitful to you. Accept the challenge. Dig as deep as you need to. Open yourself to God and his grace working in your life. And allow the Holy Spirit to move you where you need to be moved, towards holiness, towards saintliness, towards a Christian life.